We hear a lot of talk about health care. We spend a lot of money on health care, yet we seem to get so little of either. If you're ready for real science, common sense health from two guys who care, welcome to Have a Heart Health Radio. Here are your hosts, health journalist Bill Sardi and health warrior Dave Stouter.
Welcome, everyone, to Have a Heart Health Radio. Thanks for tuning in today. This is a program where we will actually try to help you turn away from a misplaced trust in so much of modern medicine and help you get Mother Nature on your side so you can be healthy. I'm your health warrior, Dave Stouter. With me is...
I'm Bill Sardi, a health journalist, and we're joining you today in tandem via Skype. David Stouter is at Apple Health Foods in Redwood City, California. He's the originator of that little store there. And we bring him on because he is answering questions from the public every day about nutrition, dietary supplements, foods, and so on. And, of course, I'm an author of about a dozen health books. So if you want to know who we are, and the big thing is I don't like credentials. I just like talking to people, and they'll know whether we know what we're talking about, and they'll know whether we're really on their side and trying to help them with, well, important health issues that sometimes, you know, I understand the number one reason why people go to the internet, disgustingly aside from pornography, is a desperate health problem. So, you know, and when I go to the New York Times online, they have the most commonly read articles, and they're always 6 or 7 out of the 10 that they list are always a health issue. So certainly people are desperate, and the problem is they're getting a biased viewpoint, talking to doctors, listening to the evening news where all the commercials are about drugs and this dominating, you know, healthcare system in our country that's just, you know, making sure that we have enough disease for them to treat. So that's what's going on. Why are we here every day but to warn everyone? And by the way, we're trying to say this to our listeners. We hope you listen in every week. And the format is at the beginning of our program, we're going to talk about the foibles, the drawbacks of modern medicine, try to shake the tree a little bit and get to let go of all this doctoring and drugs and all this is being thrust at you. And the second part is to offer you practical health tips we have no commercial interest in, just trying to really reach out to have a heart, to know that we care about our audience. We want you to get well. The third part and the fourth parts are about our sponsors, Longevinix and Garlazyme, and we'll talk to you about those in just a minute. But that's what's coming up. So, David, you wanted to talk about something about drugs, the pain relievers.
Yeah, okay. So I know that most, not all, but most physicians look at you like you believe in UFOs. If you have, say, a joint problem and you might want to be using omega-3 fish oil or glucosamine and chondroitin or hyaluronic acid or MSM or any of these things we know that can help joints to some degree, they look at you like you're crazy. Okay, so what are the treatments that your doctor would give you, like if I have an arthritic shoulder? Well, they'll give me a painkiller. Aspirin, ibuprofen, Advil, and these things may help my pain. They may also give me kidney problems, liver problems, stomach problems, heart problems, and interfere with enzymes that rebuild my joints. So I will take painkillers until it's bad enough to get surgery, and they call that a treatment. But, Bill, these painkillers, and like I said, from the small ones on up, even the over-the-counter ones, are they so harmless as we're led to believe?
I created a little slide. I think I sent it to you this week. So you start out taking an innocent – these are called non-steroidal anti-inflammatories. And then, of course, if you reduce inflammation, you reduce pain. So aspirin, ibuprofen like Motrin or like that. So the point is they're sold over-the-counter. People believe they're relatively safe. And the recent data, and I'm citing from very, very recent data. So it increases the risk, ibuprofen and aspirin, the risk of a fluttering heart called atrial fibrillation. So then they put you on a blood thinner because atrial fibrillation could throw a blood clot out of your heart into your lung into your brain. So they give you the warfarin or Coumadin, which then depletes you of vitamin K, which then ends up causing calcification and stiffness of your arteries, which then in turn induces a mortal heart attack. Now, it all started with a little bit of chronic pain, and you were innocently using ibuprofen every day. And this big article showed pictures of – it's a CAT scan of the calcification of a man's arteries from his lower trunk, all the ones in his legs and then the ones in his heart. And he'd been 10 years on warfarin Coumadin, and his arteries were all calcified. They were all stiff, and he had blockages everywhere. And we're going to tell you how to get out of this in just a second. But and by the way, if you're taking aspirin or ibuprofen, it also increases the risk of what we call a major bleeding episode, a stroke. Yes, that's what it's supposed to, you know. So then they put you on the blood thinner, which then causes again the calcification, which then causes the mortal heart attacks. So it's one disease being substituted for another. It's not disease treatment. It's disease substitution. Now, there's another pathway, David, taking aspirin and ibuprofen. It depletes, they both deplete vitamin C. And there was a wonderful article in year 2000, New England Journal of Medicine, that as you deplete vitamin C, you induce unstable arterial plaque. This was in the Journal of Circulation, which then in the New York England Journal of Medicine in the year 2000, it said, that induces sudden mortal heart attacks. It's not cholesterol that causes the mortal form of heart attacks. It's calcification, and it's the depletion of vitamin C, which allows this little calcium cap to stiffen on the top of the little plaque formation in your artery, and that flops up like a little trap door and blocks that small coronary artery. And you don't have any blood flow to that part of your heart. It gets deprived of oxygen, and you've got a heart attack. You've got scarring of the heart. And so it all started with the innocent use of aspirin and ibuprofen, depleting vitamin C, which promotes unstable arterial plaque, which then causes the sudden mortal form of heart attacks. Now, this is all – we're going two different pathways here. One, it depletes vitamin C, induces a heart attack. One, it depletes – vitamin K, which then depletes, that causes calcification, which then causes, again, mortal heart attacks. So you've no way out, and they look pretty innocent. But my question would be for our listeners, how many folks really think aspirin and ibuprofen is probably safer than things you might use in a health food store? Let's try ginger. You know, I think it was Paul Schulich wrote a wonderful book. You can look it up. I forget the title. It was all about ginger. And how many medicines it would replace. But, you know, it's a wonderful pain reliever, and it's very good doing all – helps the heart. It acts like, you know, we give drugs to help the heart beat stronger. Ginger does that, and so on and so on. So, you know, why don't we use some of these more natural remedy anti-inflammatories, resveratrol, the red wine pill, ideas of very good anti-inflammatory. Vitamin D in high doses, a very good anti-inflammatory remedy. Fish oil, very good. And so many people use it. They don't have to be convinced too much to take it because they're familiar with using it. Americans using over $1 billion of fish oil products now in a year. But there are lots of remedies. And when you really got that shoulder that's aching and you can't get rid of it, or a hip or something that's really bothering you, I usually recommend people take SAMe, S-A-M-E. It's S-A-M little e. You'll find it in health food stores, also pharmacies. And SAM little e, S-adenosylmethionine, is an after product of folic acid. You take folate or folic acid. And it's a mood raiser. It raises your mood. It's an antidepressant as well as a wonderful pain reliever and anti-inflammatory. The problem is you got to take about 1,200 milligrams a day. Costs $2 or $3 a day. But it works. You got that bum shoulder. You might want to try it. But nature has so many better remedies than these and yet we reach for these things every day. Everybody's got some aspirin, ibuprofen at home.
No, I don't.
None at your place,
none
David.
None at my place. Hey, Bill, one other one. Most people are familiar with turmeric, but my favorite to recommend is an enzyme called serrapeptase, S-E-R-R-A-P-E-P-T-A-S-E. This is a harmless little enzyme you can take in high doses for acute pain. It goes around and sort of gobbles up inflammatory things.
Was that named after your former girlfriend, Sarah?
No.
I'm sorry.
My former girlfriend was named Natto. And that's
Natto.
What the nattokinase after.
Nattokinase. We're having a little fun with it. You don't know what nattokinase, natto cheese, kind of a foul-smelling cheese, they can make an enzyme from it called nattokinase. It's an enzyme, long-acting. If you're in the ambulance and they've got a clot in your coronary artery, they inject streptokinase to break up that clot. Nattokinase or serrapeptase, these enzymes – break up the clots. Nattokinase has a little longer acting action, but they don't cost the $1,000, you know, that the other ones cost.
Well, Bill, the other great thing, as you went and followed a couple different pathways where these supposedly harmless over-the-counter painkillers people are taking, the difference is every single thing from Mother Nature that you and I just mentioned, you can follow them to multiple benefits. Fish oil, ginger, turmeric, sammy, serrapeptase. All of these things don't have, well, this will help you, but all of these things, which is typical of Mother Nature, give a whole bunch of additional benefits. You mentioned sammy, great for the mood, great for the liver, great for the joints. And this is what people got to get across, that just because, see, doctors don't look at what's best and choose it. They look at all the drugs and choose what they think is the best drug. So always keep that in mind. In most cases, Mother Nature will have a better solution for you, and that's what this show is all about. So Have a Heart Health Radio. We'll take a short break. Bill and I will be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Garlic, there is no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. Call 866-674-3955 now.
Welcome back, everyone. Have a Heart Health Radio. With me, health journalist Bill Sardi. Yours truly, Dave Stouter, health warrior. You know, I have a question that always produces silence. And I've spoken to even large groups of people. But whenever I ask this question, all I get is silence. Now, we're not going to have dead air here on the radio. But in light of what we were just talking about all the painkillers, here's my question. Name me one drug that makes you healthy. I'll save you a little time. There is none. And that maybe that's the point we're trying
to make.
Our
none is none. Okay. Our
none. Now, can we give some people some general health tips, Bill?
We can, but I want to precede, you know, I keep rattling everybody's cage, and we've got misplaced faith. Now, look, we can't examine all the science. Modern medicine is complicated. We trust doctors. They go to medical school. They love putting it in jargon that we don't understand. So that's how you create a profession. The lawyers use their jargon, and we have to go to them. And so we have to go to the temple of modern medicine, and we have to use them. So we can't even take out our own trash these days. So everything is an interdependent society. So we've got misplaced faith. So you get on an elevator and you push the button that under the faith it'll take you up to the 12th floor. Okay. So that's practicing your faith. And you, when you go to the doctors, you're practicing your faith in modern medicine. Now it's misplaced faith because we can't see that the system, and you may have a very affable, likable doctor, but he's part of a self-serving healthcare system. I could say worse things about it, but look, 12 million misdiagnoses a year is the latest headlines. 12 million a year. I forget what the count was per day. You know, that becomes
32,876 per day.
Okay. So be aware that the diagnosis you get may be wrong. I'm just trying to, you know, get another opinion. Be careful. You know, I've got a good friend who was diagnosed with ALS, which is Lou Gehrig's disease. And then I did some investigation. Looks like he really is a post-polio syndrome. They missed the diagnosis entirely. The symptoms are very similar. They don't have any test for these things that can validate it. So that's guesswork on their part. They don't know. Let's just take another thing, because we get diet information all the time. The government gives us this five a day, you know, idea, five servings of fruits and vegetables. You've heard that one before. And yet they embarrassingly had to admit, and it only came out in a British medical journal, that five servings of fruits and vegetables a day don't work. It didn't lower the risk of cancer or heart disease. And so now they want you to take 9 to 13 servings of fruits and vegetables. If you don't get, let's say you get one serving at breakfast. What's a vegetable for breakfast? What,
asparagus?
Asparagus. So now you've got 8 to 12 servings out of the remaining two meals, if you can imagine. You know, the number one vegetables used in the United States, you know what it is?
Is it ketchup?
French fries and ketchup.
All right.
The number one and two. That's, you know, that's America for you. You know, but, and of course, we're talking more food now, not less food, while we're trying to get people to eat less. So it's kind of a confusing crossed wire. And certainly we want to eat more fruits and vegetables. And the government keeps saying, you don't need these dietary supplements that you hear about on Have a Heart Health Radio. You don't need those, because a good diet, who has a good diet? Come on. You know, in America, we've been hearing this preaching forever, and the number of people eating 9 to 13 servings of fruits and vegetables hasn't budged. That's why we take dietary supplements, to fill in the gaps.
It just makes sense, Bill. You know what? When people tell me they have a good diet, I simple question. So what did you eat for breakfast today? I hear so much hemming and hawing. And it's usually like, oh, well, I mean, today I went to Starbucks. But usually
we're ranting. Where's our practical health tips? So let me give one, and then I want to get to the $21 million doctor here. But listen, if you're a young ladies in your home are being confronted with going to school and being told to take Gardasil, which is the vaccine for the human papillomavirus that then causes cervical cancer. So the story is that Gardasil, you know, there's been a lot of side effects and all this, and you'll read this. And I just want to tell you, look, that the papillomavirus can cause an abnormal pap smear. If you give folic acid, a vitamin, and vitamin C, there are published studies. Look up Bill Sardi, Gardasil, you'll find it all online. And the doctor won't tell you, because they're pushing young women for hysterectomies and all this kind of thing. So listen, folic acid and vitamin C eradicates the papillomavirus. All strains of it, the vaccine only gets rid of a few strains. I think there's 30-some strains of it now. And so this is turning out to be a disaster, an international disaster, and there's an expert on this who just came out and said, as time goes on, this is going to be found to be an absolute scandal, the Gardasil vaccine. And how many lives has it saved so far? None. You're exposed to this papillomavirus through sexual contact when you're young, and then years and years, decades later, well, we're not decades later yet, you might get the cancer. So the issue is that we've saved no one's life, and all we've had is the side effects. Some kids have died from this, serious side effects. So I just gave you a little tip there, folic acid and vitamin C, keep those levels up. If you've had the papillomavirus, use folic acid and vitamin C. Had an abnormal pap smear, folic acid and vitamin C at any age, at any age. And this is something you're not hearing from your doctors because, well, they want to talk you into more treatment and more care. It's very well documented in the medical literature. We have no commercial interest in making that statement. But I want to talk about this $21 million doctor. Wow. This guy billed Medicare $21 million for a drug that causes blood vessels to recede. They're abnormal blood vessels in the back of the eye. The disease is called wet macular degeneration. Wet meaning leaky. There's new blood vessels form. It's called angiogenesis. And the retina at the back of the eye is starved for oxygen. New blood vessels are formed to bring and deliver that oxygen, but it destroys the visual center of the eye called the macula, about the size of a pencil point at the back of your retina, the retina about the size of a postage stamp. Well, this doctor, they use an anti-cancer drug, Avastin, which then became Lucentis, and he gets a 4-milligram vial, draws up 1 milligram, and they stick a needle right in your eye, and then it fixes the problem. You got to go back monthly. Every month, the doctor gets a few hundred dollars for doing this, and he might get a little kickback from the drug companies. Unbelievably, this is true, for using the drug. And so he's got $21 million he billed Medicare just to treat 894 patients every month on the clock. And wow, was there an alternative to that? You know, and we've been involved, you know, we're kind of getting ahead of ourselves, part four of our normal Have a Heart Health show. But, you know, part four is about Longevinix, but red wine pills may cause those blood vessels to recede without the needles. This was a subject of an Emmy Award-winning television broadcast on KLAS television out of Las Vegas. Showed people there. A lady had received 17 injections. It didn't work. She was traveling to Mexico in desperation, thinking she could find some cure there. We got her on the phone. We told her about Longevinix, the red wine pill. Whammo! We had to send it to her overnight. She was at a hotel in San Diego. 3 days later, she got all of her vision back. The story's all told online, Dr. Joyce Brown. But the issue is that the doctors, the eye doctors, have rallied, circled the wagons, and made sure that most of the public doesn't hear about this because it's going to take money out of their pocket. Not one eye doctor, and there's been published reports on this and everything, and they're ignoring it. For their own good and to protect their incomes, when you don't need the needle, and certainly if it isn't working, if the medicines aren't working, those are miracles. They're drugs that work. But when they don't work, what harm would come if you tried Longevinix? Is the only red wine pill that's been tested and proven to work, and by the way, works 6 times better in the eye at inhibiting these new blood vessels than a plain resveratrol pill. So you may not want to just pick something up at the store and think it's going to work and then say it didn't. But the issue is the doctors are not going to tell you about that alternative. We petitioned the FDA to go ahead and use our Longevinix pill in needy patients that failed the other medicine. They wouldn't allow it. They said it was skirting around the new drug approval process. And they're letting 15,000 people go blind needlessly, drift into legal blindness every year that fail the drugs that they inject. No needles. And, of course, this is modern medicine and what they do. And all we can tell you, if you're one of the hopeless, you might try Longevinix. We can't make any claims. You can go to the main doctor's website, iDrRichard.com, E-Y-E, Dr. D-O-C-T-O-R, spell it out. iDrRichard, R-I-C-H-E-R, Dr. Stuart Richard, the Veterans Hospital in North Chicago, made these discoveries, found that for people who can't get their vision back with those medicines, it might be worth trying a oral nutraceutical, avoid the needles. It might. Until it's proven it's on you, you may want to try it. All we can do is give you the limited evidence. But it's another practical health tip for you. So many people we hear about losing their vision, it might be needless. Maybe.
And by the way, folks, stay with us here in the last segment of the show, we will tell you how to find out more information about Longevinex and how to get some. I wouldn't be without it. I take it every day. This is Have a Heart Health Radio. When we get back, we're going to talk about probably things that involve the stinking rose, so don't go away. This is Health Warrior Dave Stouter, and I'm a huge supplement advocate, but more importantly, I'm a consumer advocate, which is what I had in mind when I created Apple Health Foods. You see, I take a tremendous amount of supplements, and I need them to be authentic and reliable and safe. At Apple Health Foods, we have a large selection of high-quality and hard-to-find dietary supplements and body care that yours truly handpicked to be on our shelf from the best companies in the world. We offer a 20% in-store discount to our senior citizens 60 years or better, our CAP members a $25 annual fee, but we offer that discount to anyone who orders on our website, www.applehealthfoods.net. Apple Health Foods can ship supplements anywhere in the country. There are very few places where you can get such a high degree of confidence and a great discount on supplements. Call 877-APPLE-HF. That's 877-277-5343. 877-277-5343.
A recent study remarkably demonstrated that biological aging can not only be slowed, but reversed, regenerating the production of cellular energy called adenotriphosphate in muscle tissue, was akin to making a 60-year-old animal 20 years old again, and the effect was produced in just 1 week. This is health journalist Bill Sardi, and modern medicine is racing to develop a pill that will mimic the same youth-restoring effect in humans. A prior animal study showed that Longevinex, an available dietary supplement, works 688% better than plain red wine molecules in this regard. By age 80, only 4% of energy-producing compartments in living cells are functional. No wonder your brain and heart muscles feel punky. What can you do about that? Call 866-405-4000 to find out more about Longevinex. You don't have to become a lab rat to get Longevinex. Go to Longevinex.com or call 866-405-4000.
Welcome back, everyone. Have a Heart Health Radio. Thanks for tuning in today. Yours truly, Dave Stouter, health warrior, and health journalist Bill Sardi. Every week we are here trying to give you practical health tips, trying to get rid of your misplaced faith in modern medicine, and just trying to get you to be healthier. You know, Bill, hypertension, a complicated situation. And, you know, I think ever since I got in the health food business, people talked about garlic. So I got some questions for you. But first of all, you know, a long time ago, you let me go to vitaminsupplementanalyzer.com. I registered. You sent me a code. And it took me a long time because I take so many supplements. But I put my supplements in there. And let me just tell you something. I have done a lot of these online, you know, analyze your supplements. And number one, I didn't find them that intelligent. And number two, it was just an excuse usually to sell me something. Once I filled it all out, they told me which of their products I needed. So I didn't really feel like I got my supplements analyzed. But I must say at vitaminsupplementanalyzer.com, I was impressed because you put this together, right?
I did. I take all the blame. By the way, if you participate, and it's free, we're not keeping any personal information or even your email address or anything there, but go to vitaminsupplementanalyzer.com and register. Don't be afraid to register. You're not going to be billed for anything. You'll see something about it costs money. We're giving it away free. And so, and they'll send you back an access code so you can get in free. So don't be afraid. And then just get all of your vitamin supplements out in front of you and start plugging them in, your selenium, and then your echinacea and your ginger root and whatever it is. And if you got a multivitamin, all the ingredients in there. And then they'll give you an analysis. Did you forget something? Did you overdose on this? Did you get the right form, you know, the right form of B12, the right form of vitamin E, and so on. So it tells you about those things. It gives you your individualized report. So it works, it's easy to use, and it's all very discreet. Nobody's keeping any information on you personally. And vitamin supplementanalyzer.com. I know we'll get a lot of, what's that phone number, by the way, if folks have questions for our show, David?
Oh yeah. And thank you for those of you that have been calling in. We try to work your questions into our show. It's toll free, 844-49-HEART. And that spells 844-494-3278. Call anytime. It's not alive. You'll leave a message. But any tips, suggestions, questions, and we'll try to work them into the show. One more time, 844-49-HEART.
Okay, good. Now, we want to talk about garlic in this section because Garlizyme, our sponsor, G-A-R-L-I-Z-Y-M-E, the zyme, every time we hear zyme, it means an enzyme. And so enzymes activate the primary ingredient in garlic called allicin. You can get it from fresh crushed garlic. Skip the commercials. Skip the garlic pills. Crush that garlic clove really good. Really macerate it for a couple of minutes. Give it a couple of more minutes to make the allicin because you mix the enzyme in there called allicinase, and you've got the real McCoy. The problem has always been, can you down it? That's the problem. Otherwise, garlic would have been centuries ago and still would be today the modern feature of medicine. We would use it in place of cholesterol drugs, everything. But it didn't happen because it's so pungent and it has garlic odor and breath. Here we've got a garlic pill, Garlizyme, that is engineered with alkaline minerals so the stomach acid can't destroy the enzyme that creates allicin, the active primarily molecule in garlic pills, but it also blunts the garlic breath and odor. How about that, folks? How about that? So, you know, I know there's a few people, the Roman soldiers marched into war chewing garlic, but I don't think all the rest of us are tough enough to do that every day. So if you're not, you might want to know about our sponsor's product, Garlizyme, at garlizyme.com and 866-674-3955. I'll get out that number a few times. 866-674-3955. You get a 4-month supply. It comes out about $8.60 per month. And the shipping is free. What's not to like? Boy, that price is really good. But I wanted to talk with you, David. One is don't believe the imposters. There's a bunch of products on store shelves that say allicin potential, allicin yield, and allicin pretend, I call it. You know, they test these in a dish of water. Your stomach is acid. If you tested it in acetic acid, which is vinegar, you'd see it wouldn't produce any allicin. Garlic pills don't produce allicin. Forget the labels. They're all a fraud, except Garlizyme, which was proven in a human study to produce the allicin by buffering and keeping the stomach acid away from that enzyme. You take the Garlizyme capsule, it opens it up, the alkaline minerals buffer out the strong stomach acid. 9 seconds later, you've got allicin.
Hey, Bill, I got to ask you something. Because, you know, you and I are involved in the industry, and allicin has always been the holy grail of garlic supplements, and it's never really been reached until now with Garlizyme. But why is allicin – I mean, you know, I know this is like a question, but I want to know. People listening might be going, oh, allicin, so what? Why do I want allicin?
You know, we can't say a lot all the time when we're commercially involved, and we'd like to say words that will mince. You know, instead of saying that six-letter word that starts with C, we're just going to say malignancy. And without saying, you know, that garlic's allicin is an anti-B, anti-otic, we're going to say, you know, that it actually resists every bacteria, virus, and fungus, okay? So what more can you ask for? The issue was is you need the allicin to get that benefit, and certainly I've had a number of people, by the way, with heartburn already saying they took 2 or 3 a day for a little bit. Their heartburn went away. And so, you know, but I wanted to talk about, and by the way, you know, are we sounding for real with our audience? You know, we're digging in on the dietary supplement industry, aren't we? By telling them and flashing a red light here, you can't believe the claims about allicin. We're educating. Now, if you're confused, you can go to the Garlizyme website, GarlaZyme.com, GarlaZyme.com, and watch my Chalk Talk there, because heating it and cooking garlic destroys the allicin, the primary ingredient and all that. And wouldn't you know it, David, some imposter, has already cropped up called GarlicZyme, and he's trying to say his product's the same thing. I mean, the supplement industry is filled with a lot of ilk. But let's not bother our audience. I just want to tell them about, because quickly we've only got a little time left, garlic allicin is used to conquer hypertension. Now, look, we're talking about the garlic you have at home if you want to crush the cloves, not GarlaZyme. But we are telling you how it works. And if you really get the GarlaZyme's allicin, okay, it produces a little transient gas, a volcano gas, actually, called hydrogen sulfide. And if you get hydrogen sulfide gas in your arteries, it dilates or widens them. And what would that do? It would lower your blood pressure. So garlic on the drawing board for what? Hypertension. And by the way, they're finding out a lot of folks have been put on blood pressure lowering drugs when they don't need it. And the age adjusted numbers now, something like 165 over 95 is okay. You don't need to be 120 over 80. If you're of advanced age, you don't need to be put on blood pressure pills. But nonetheless, if you want a natural way to look at this, and I'm just telling you the way garlic does it, garlic produces, you've got to get the one that produces allicin. And there's only one on the market that honestly does it, called GarlaZyme, 866-674-3955. But it produces a little gas. You went to the side of a volcano and took four whiffs of hydrogen sulfide, whew, you'd be in the emergency room. But a little bit of it. And now they're finding stem cells even survive and need hydrogen sulfide. Why? Because it's a little bit of something bad, and it activates the defenses in your body, antioxidant, enzymatic defenses, turns on glutathione, catalase, superoxide, dismutase, heme oxygenase, a lot of big words. They're enzymatic antioxidants, and once they're turned on, your body is impervious to disease, strokes, heart attacks, everything is buffered away, and your brain works better and faster. You're going to be good at math and spelling and all those things. I'm not kidding you, because this is what it does. The brain works better, and it works because the method is that garlic activates a little gas called hydrogen sulfide. It widens or dilates your blood vessels, helps to control and normalize your blood pressure as you get older. So how's that?
Hey, you know, not only that, Bill, I should mention, I'm a big, I take L-arginine, that's a supplement, and the reason I take it is so I can produce another gas called nitric oxide, which is well known, and I understand you sent me a copy of a study in some Redux Biology journal or something. It was a little thick for me to understand. But what I did notice was it looks like this hydrogen sulfide you just mentioned is sort of the shepherd of nitric oxide. It controls it.
It is. The pharmaceutical industry is trying to make six drugs, or companies are working on this, to make something that garlic does, which is make hydrogen sulfide, which then makes nitric oxide. Now, you can take 5,000 milligrams of arginine and do this. This is how they, by the way, they discovered Viagra dilates or widens blood vessels, therefore engorges the male organ, and it becomes stiff, if we can talk about adult things here. But the issue is you got to take 5,000 milligrams, quite a few pills of arginine every day to do that. Just one good allicin-activating garlic pill will do this, and the only one that's bona fide and showed it in a human study is GarlaZyme, 866-674-3955. Less than $8.60 a month when you buy it in quantity. Shipping is free. 866-674-3955.
It's a deal, folks, and it's pretty exciting to have such a dramatic dietary supplement that really is quite cost effective. Bill, we're going to take a short break here on Have a Heart Health Radio. I got a question about longevity and growth hormone when we come back. Folks, don't go away.
Garlic, there is no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. Call 866-674-3955 now.
Welcome back, everyone. Have a Heart Health Radio. Health journalist Bill Sardi. Yours truly, Dave Stouter, health warrior. Now, we talk a lot about the red wine molecule, resveratrol. We talk about sponsor of this show, Longevinex, which is the only one that really has human and animal data. It's gone up and had the science. It's what a lot of us supplement takers ask for. And one of the reasons to take a good resveratrol supplement like Longevinex is that we hear that the French paradox, that it appears that red wine may contribute to a longer life, may help you overcome certain health issues. A lot of the people with high cholesterol, overweight, don't exercise, smoke, seem to live long because of red wine. So this is very, you know, a fascinating idea. But I have a question for you, Bill. You know, I listen to the radio a lot, and in my store, people come in and they get stuff in the mail from Dr. Whoever that I've never heard of, who's supposed to be, you know, the leading anti-aging doctor in the world. There's at least 100 of them, I think, now. But anyway, they come in and they're talking about growth hormone. Not so much the drug that has downsides like most drugs, but dietary supplements that supposedly increase growth hormone to help us live longer. Is, in your mind, is this a cogent strategy?
Well, the idea, middle-agers want to be young again, get a little tighter midsection, a little more vigor in the bedroom, you know, kind of youth. So the drive for youth, not necessarily longevity. And the growth hormone thing came in, and it swept because certain alternative medicine doctors found that it filled the offices. And, of course, you had to get it injected or get it from them. And so anything you get from them, then they're going to push it. So the alternative medicine anti-aging doctors pushed growth hormone. I don't think we want anything growing in our body after we've, you know, procreated, after we had children. So certainly we don't want germs growing. We don't want cells growing malignantly. And so I think the body has anti-growth factors to control these things. Interesting, there's the headline. Low growth hormone predicts longevity.
Low growth hormone?
Low growth hormone. This is in the journal called Aging Cell, March the 12th. And we are in the year 2014, if all of you are on the same planet here. And, you know, it's talking about insulin growth factor 1. It's a major growth factor in the body. And that if you had low growth hormone levels, then that you're going to live, 25% longer? Was that what it's saying? It's quite a development. I mean, low growth hormone. Okay, well, we kind of lose control of growth hormone. Now, there's a tribe in South America, a couple of tribes, and I don't want to say they're totally backward tribes in, you know, loincloths. They wear pants and shirts and things, but they're kind of primitive. And they have a genetic mutation, and they have low growth factor levels, have the insulin growth factor 1, and they grow to about 4 feet high, so they're not very tall. But that should make them live much longer. It's an inborn anti-aging pill. Think about it for a minute. So they sent two teams of doctors down there to see how long they lived and what did they die of. Well, the first startling discovery was they don't live more than about 35 or 40 years. What? It didn't make sense. The second part was, what did they die of? And it was like pedestrian accidents, accidents in the home, car accidents. They were all lushes. They were all alcoholics, male, female. It was endemic, like it is in American Indians here. They were just, is humanity flawed, David? They don't have to take an anti-aging pill. They didn't have to do anything, and they're living half as long as other populations. So it's terrible to think, you know, that we can't, an inborn thing, it was God-given to these people. They're going to be short, but they're going to live much longer. But the point is, how do we get that benefit? Insulin growth factor 1. It's inhibited by a molecule called resveratrol, a red wine molecule. Don't go out and, you know, think you can just imbibe on all the red wine you want, because there's very little of it in there. But there are anti-growth factors, and it inhibits insulin growth factor 1. That's the whole idea. You'd live longer and healthier, because people go, I don't want to live longer. I don't want to get old. Okay, how about getting young again? Because that's what it does. And recent studies show that Longevinix, the red wine pill, reinvigorates the mitochondria. We'll come back in another show and show you, but it restores the energy to tired cells as they get older. The heart cells, heart blood cell, the cells, the muscle cells in your heart are getting old, and they're not, your heart isn't beating as strong. And so how do you get the energy back? It's done in a little compartments in your cells called mitochondria. And the Longevinix shown to do this 295% better than a plain red wine resveratrol pill you'll pick up at Walmart, Costco, Trader Joe's, wherever. And wow, would that make a difference for some folks? The product is called Longevinix. I formulated it 10 years ago. It is being validated by the science every day. And it has a longevity factor because it inhibits growth. Now, that growth of malignancies, bacteria, viruses, funguses, everything, which is a great idea as we get older. But the point is, that is how its mechanism, one of its mechanisms, of helping us live longer and healthier. And that would be a red wine pill. It's called Longevinix. Doesn't have any alcohol in it. And you want to find out more about it, 866-405-4000. They'll send you free information. And my report, Why We Get Old, called The Overmineralization Theory of Aging. And Longevinix, like the word longevity, most people can't pronounce or spell Longevinix or resveratrol, the red wine molecule. And so that you're not familiar with it. And I know all of you are saying, great, I love hearing this story, but I think I'm going to have to check with my doctor first. Well, we haven't had any major side effects in 10 years. There's some minor side effects among people that are anemic or taking it with medicines. We try and tell you, take it 2 to 4 hours apart from medicines. But basically, a relatively safe dietary supplement. Had 10 years of use of this, and of course, you know, it's just a great elixir for what ails us as we get older.
Hey, Bill, I want to differentiate something here, because I hear things on the radio and everyone's claiming they have science. And usually what I find is, and here's a good example. If you type in resveratrol into pubmed.gov, you had mentioned that before. Pub stands for published medicine, pubmed.gov. You type in resveratrol, you're going to get hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of studies. But if we type in Longevinix, the actual product, does anything come up?
When you type in any brand of resveratrol red wine pill, you don't come up with anything except Longevinix. Owns really basically all the science. There's one other brand that has 2 published studies. In one study, 6 of 8 people on their pill got diarrhea. On the other study, it failed to work to improve cognition, thinking for people in the brain. So the issue is that 12 successful studies in animals and humans. And, you know, does it mean anything to consumers, because they want to know? Well, look, if what happened with Longevinix, this was just an animal study. They induced a heart attack in animals by pinching off the coronary arteries. And then they used resveratrol to do that, and there was a lot less of the heart that was damaged. But they use Longevinex, and double the number of cells were spared from dying off and causing scar tissue in the heart. Would that make a difference to you? Because once heart cell, muscle cells are destroyed, they don't renew each other for 10 years. They're very slow. It's called cell slow turnover rate. So that you're going to live with a broken heart, a scarred heart for the rest of your life, if you could save millions and millions more of those cells, potentially. It was only demonstrated in animals. This kind of experiment can obviously be done for ethical reasons in humans, but what they believe it applies to humans. And Longevinex, the only branded product to show it had the right dose and the right formula and worked twice as good as a red wine resveratrol pill. Now, I know all of you are saying, well, why don't I hear about this from my cardiologist? Yes, why don't you hear about it from your cardiologist? We only have one cardiologist in the country, Dr. Nate Leibovitz, in Fort Lee, New Jersey. He's put all of his patients on Longevinex, in a third-party Medicare review of all of his patients treated over the last 7 years. That's the time he's been prescribing Longevinex. No patients in his practice have had a heart attack since prescribing Longevinex. Unbelievable. He has a man who was in his 90s, had a clot in his one coronary artery. He was too fragile to run the little wire up there and break open the clot. He had been taking Longevinex. They just let it, what they call reperfuse. The clot finally broke open, and there was no damage to that area of his heart. That is what Longevinex does. It protects the heart from damage. It was all demonstrated. We're going to write a book about this later. We may have Dr. Nate Leibovitz join us here on the air. But preventive cardiology, you can hardly find a preventive cardiologist. And that's what America and the world's missing. The doctors aren't going to put themselves out of business. Longevinex, where do you get it? 866-405-4000. 866-405-4000. They'll send you the information. We'd love for you to give it a try. And it's a wonderful product. And I remember the lady in Vista, California that I visited, 85 years old, bedridden for 5 years. Her bed was right next to the bathroom. She just took a walk or three steps, went in the bathroom once a day. That was it. Bedridden with fractures down her back from osteoporosis, in terrible pain. And her son was giving her an oral liquid multivitamin. We opened the capsule of Longevinex, put it in her multivitamin. She didn't even know she was taking it. No placebo effect. Within weeks, she was walking around the house. She was doing things she had never done, chores, washing the dishes, took a big trip in a car up to Montana, came back, started reading again, but found out, wanted to try to read, but her vision declined on the Longevinex pill. Turned out her son was a former optometrist, got an old pair of glasses, put them on her, and she could see like she was younger again, the old pair of glasses, and she began reading from the, you know, the library service that delivers books locally, one book a day, 5 books a week. I mean, she was bedridden. We never told her it was Longevinex that did it because we didn't want to spoil it. She thought God had visited her. Why would we want to spoil that idea for her? But it was a wonderful moment. Longevinex, 866-405-4000. The older you are, the more you can benefit from.
Hey, folks, another story from Mother Nature, and we'll have some every week. Have a Heart Health Radio. We're going to sign off now. We will see you next week. Thanks for listening.